Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Now, are you called Eunice? What about Barra? Well, if so, you could be hearing your name in the headlines a lot more this winter, because these are among the new names announced by Met Éireann for the 2021-22 storm season, with several uncommon ones making the list. Met Éireann released the 21 names on Wednesday. Oh, wow, what are the names going to be? So I'm sure there are people waiting there. I don't know. Anyway, the storm season kicks off this month. So what can we expect this year? I mean, why do we name our storms? Is it a bit silly? Anyway, how long before we start experiencing some extreme weather of our own? Well, Joanna Donnelly, from the weather forecast person on RTE, meteorologist with Met Éireann, the author of the Great Irish Weather Book. She's with me now. Joanna, how are you doing? Are you all right?
I'm great, Dave. How are you?
I'm very good indeed. Now, I did laugh at this a minute ago and I said a bit silly, and I'm sure you're going to say, how dare you? It's very important. So we're going to find out why. Tell me about the storm year, first of all. I mean, this is now a few days into September. Why does it start in September?
A couple of things, really, because this is the season that storms really start getting going. The Atlantic Ocean, let's say, is at its hottest at the moment, so that's the most active time for hurricanes and stuff. And some of those tend to maybe drift a little bit back towards us, interacting with the jet stream, interacting with the normal depressions, and then maybe sending some windy weather our way. It's also the meteorological start of autumn, of course, even though we call it Nan Shower, and people are thinking it's the middle of autumn, but it's not. It's the meteorological start of autumn.
But, so yeah, and having said that, though, some of the worst storms in recent years have occurred in August, haven't they?
That's right, yeah. Well, they can be pretty nasty. There's a lot of heat around, and that's what gives the storms their energy.
Yeah.
So heat and energy, that's the combining factor there, and the differential between the temperatures is what makes the winds. I'm using my hands here to point. Isn't that ridiculous? I'm pointing.
Absolutely,
no,
I can. Absolutely, I knew you were. Okay, now let me just look at something here, because I mean, like, for all I know, is maybe China's been doing this or India. I've no idea. But naming of storms feels like a very American phenomenon to me. Have we always named our storms here, and why do we do it?
Yeah, well, somebody has always been naming the storms. The Americans started naming the hurricanes in around the 1950s, and it's really to keep awareness and to keep people informed of what's going on. So they started that around the 1950s, and we officially started naming storms in 2015, but storms here have always been named too. We refer necessarily to maybe when the storm hit. So let's say Storm Darwin hit on Darwin's birthday. Storm Jude hit on St. Jude's anniversary. But, I mean, you can go back into the 19th century. A storm hit in the Gulf of Mexico, broke a ship called Ancha, and then it was called Storm Ancha. Mm-hmm. So there were always names. But what happened in 2014 was that the winter season of 2014, there was a couple of storms hit. Storm Darwin hit, but it was called Cyclone Teeny in Europe, the same storm. And then a couple of months later, Storm Jude hit, but it was called Storm Christian by the Germans. So it was getting all very confusing as to what this storm was. So I think what happened then is Christmas drinks came around, a bunch of meteorologists got together and said, okay, let's start this officially. We'll do it. We'll name the storms. And that's when it starts.
So hold on, official meteorologists, how do they actually choose the names?
Well, they were put out to the public. The public were asked to send in names, and the public can still send in names if they fancy naming the next storm being named after their child. I don't know why anybody would want to do that, by the way, but that's neither here nor there. They can send in suggestions, and then a list is compiled. Now, we share this naming thing with the countries that share our storms, let's say. So we share with the British Met Office and the Dutch Met Office. So it's meteorologists from those three Met Offices that are getting together and throwing out names that they don't like or that they do like, or, you know, just their favourite names.
And is there a thing about male and female, or does it go one after the other?
Yeah, it does. It alternates male and female. Now, I don't know why that is either, because it's not like a storm has a gender. You can, you could probably name it, I'm looking around the room, armchair or box or teacup, although teacup might end up being a bit confusing, you know, storm in it and all that sort of thing. But at the way they choose it is male-female name, yeah.
And do we ever try and get more Irish names in there? Can we mount a campaign? Not that I have any interest in doing so, by the way.
And there are Irish names in there, and they do put Irish names in there. But you have to remember that if we start mentioning the campaign, the Dutch are going to start mentioning their own, and then we'll end up with names like Inica, Annika, and Hanneke. And you know, go easy.
Well, then let's take a look. I mean, like, you know, is there a certain level that you have to reach? Like, how bad or how dramatic does a weather system have to be to get a name? What are the criteria?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because we do have a warning system in place as well, that red, yellow, orange warning system. And that, again, is to keep the public aware of what, let's say, impactful weather could be. So we have a numerical guideline when we are considering naming a storm. Now, we name storms in conjunction with our partners, with the British Met Office as well, particularly if the storm is going to affect them. We're looking at numerical criteria. So let's say if the winds are going to be over 65 kilometres per hour, I'm pulling these numbers out of my brain now, widely. So not, let's say, just at one station or one area, widely over an area over a period of time. And we take into consideration things like the geographical impact. Mm. For example, the west coast, the northwest coast, maybe not a huge amount of trees on the coastline, so they can withstand strong winds. Further inland, let's say in Athlone, the same wind hitting there will have a whole different effect.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And time of year, of course, because we remember when Ophelia hit at that time of year, big impact because the state of the land, the state of the trees. So there's a lot of things that go into. I know we often hear when there is a storm or when there's bad weather, why wasn't this storm named, or how come this wasn't as bad as the other storm and it had a name and blah, blah, blah. But there, it's more about what's happening around the area, not just in your own backyard.
Well, then we do have the colours. It's like, you know, we've reached DEFCON 1, all this kind of stuff. So we have the coloured weather warnings. Does that make really bad weather feel more frequent or something?
I mean, at times it can. You mentioned my book, and thank you very much. And I wrote in my book that Ireland has a temperate climate. We've got a Goldilocks climate, and we do. Yeah. We're very, very lucky. We've got the luck of the Irish here. Where we live, we have, I mean, you just have to look around at the news of what's happening around the world.
Exactly.
We have a temperate climate. But sometimes what can happen is that zonal flow, the jet stream can get into a zonal flow. It's dividing the cold air to the north, the warm air to the south. The storms run along that, they're guided, and they can sometimes get into that stuck position, and we get like one storm after another after another. And then at that time, it can feel like, I mean, when I wrote the book, we were then hit by the beast from the east. And I was like, oh my God, I'll have to rewrite this book at all. Like, where's my Goldilocks analogy? But really, really, we don't. We're very, very lucky here. We have temperate weather.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people would think, yeah, well, okay, fair enough. But most definitely, you're right. But I'm just thinking of the title of your book. It's brilliant because it's not meant to be ironic. It's not like the Great Irish Weather Book. It's the Great Irish Weather Book. Yes, indeed.
We have the great. You only have to taste our creamy butter to know we've got the best.
Indeed. So how far ahead can you predict what we're going to experience in a storm year? For instance, like, do you know now what we might be facing based on trends elsewhere? Is that it?
It's not really trends elsewhere. We're looking at the bigger features. So the bigger a feature is in the meteorological world, the easier it is to track. So the jet stream is a big feature, and we look at the predicted undulations of the shape of the jet stream, and we use that to figure out the longer range forecast. Now, we wouldn't be able to predict how many storms are going to hit, or, you know, we're still going on climatological information, it's basically statistics, but in terms of the forecasting with accuracy of what's going on here, we're looking at the bigger weather features to try and do that. So out to even just a couple of weeks for accuracy.
All right, so I shouldn't be sticking to my postman in Donegal kind of thing, no?
I really don't know who this guy is. You can stick to whoever and whatever.
There's always a famous postman somewhere or other who can tell you what the weather's going to be like next June.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you see weather events like what's happening on the east coast of the US at the moment and the floods across Europe during the year, do you worry that we're in for some much more extreme weather over the next few years? I mean, is that solely down to climate change?
Well, first of all, I'm not a worrier, but it is down to climate change. Again, we're here in Ireland in our really lovely spot on the planet, but we're a global community. We've rebranded global warming to climate change. Well, we need to put the global back in there because it's a global world we're living in now. I don't know about you, but now I know when I'm listening to my kids and my friends around me, they're talking to their friends and relatives all over the world. Mm. And those are the people being impacted hugely today and not in the future by the climate change. I think we got a great shock to the system there a couple of weeks ago when they issued the latest report on the climate and that 2 degree warning number. But the only problem is, and I think we're all very eager to avoid alarmist language, but the problem with that is it talks about the future of mid-century. That sounds like it's really far away. And it sounds like we have some time to wait before we have to worry about this thing that's happening. But we don't. We have no time. It's happening now. It might not be happening in Ireland all day, every day, but it is happening now, this climate that's
changing. Well,
then,
finally, on that one there, and like, you know, I know you said you're not a worrier, but I'm not asking you to, I'm not letting you sugarcoat this one here. Realistically, are we in for weather that we've never seen here before in the next decade?
Absolutely. And we've had weather that we've never seen before in the past decade. Mm. We're breaking temperature records left, right and centre.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
We're not burning down. No, we're not at the stage where towns are going to burn down. But the one did in Canada. And I have to keep reminding people, that's Canada. You know, and this is happening now. And yes, we have extreme weather here in Ireland. We've had things happen that never happened before. Well, or at least not in the recent memory. You know, we've had visits from 2 hurricanes in 2 years. So, yes, we are expecting that the weather is changing.
All right. Well, listen, Joanna, thanks a million for talking to us on the programme today. Joanna Donnelly, it is from Weather Forecast on RT, a meteorologist with Met Aaron and the author of the Great Irish Weather Book. Thanks a million. Take it easy, Joanna.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.